Hola, me llamo Percy y llamo de parte de Opinion Research, una firma de encuestas de investigación nacional, y estamos hablando con personas sobre todos los problemas que enfrentamos todos, y me gustaría incluir sus respuestas a esta encuesta. Para comenzar, ¿Estados Unidos listo para votar hoy dentro de los límites de la ciudad de Ingleside?
I used to do this job, but he's like,
oh, hello.
Hello?
Hello. Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a national survey research firm, and we're talking to people today about issues facing us all, and we would like to include your responses to the survey. To begin,
okay.
are you registered to vote in San Patricio County?
Yes, there I am. Oh, no, I'm not.
You're not?
No, he doesn't vote.
Oh, all right. Well, is there anyone around you that may be registered to vote in San Patricio County?
Oh, I do.
All right.
I will.
All right. Perfect. Thank you so, so, so much. So are you or is anyone in your household employed in the news media, a market research firm, elected official, or actively involved with any political campaigns?
No.
All right. So thinking about past November general elections for a moment, which party's candidates have you tended to vote for most often? Would you say Republican, Democrats, or you vote independently of party?
Independently of party.
All right. Although you vote for the person and not one of the major parties, when you have had to choose between two candidates of whom you knew little about, have you tended to vote for the Republican candidates or the Democratic candidates?
To me, they're all the same, but I'll vote with Republicans.
All right. Since we want to have, like, a demographic of all ages for this survey, would you mind telling me in what year you were born in?
1970.
All right. Have you seen, read, or heard anything recently about the building of an ammonia plant in or near Ingleside?
No.
All right. So it'll be a no. Now, I'm going to read you some names of several individuals or groups. And for each one, if you could please tell me whether you have heard of that person or group. And if so, whether you have a, like, positive or a negative impression of them. And if you do not recognize the name, if you could also say so, please. So the first one is Enbridge.
Uh-huh.
Would you say you have a strong... Would you say you have, like, a strongly positive opinion of them, a somewhat positive opinion of them, a somewhat negative, or a strongly negative?
I'd say my probably negative with them.
All right. Would that be maybe, like, somewhat negative or strongly negative?
Strongly negative.
All right. And what about Valero?
I love Valero.
All right. So would that be strongly positive, maybe?
Strongly positive, sir, yes.
All right. What about Port of Corpus Christi?
Sure, the Port of Corpus Christi. Rip off.
I'm
not happy about this.
Okay, so would that be strongly negative?
Strongly negative. What'd you say, honey? Me? Yo, la papaya, cabeza de papaya. Okay, sir, you may continue.
Oh, all right. The next one is Oxy Energy Corporation.
I strongly agree.
All right. What about Nueces County Green Ammonia?
Agree.
Would you say you strongly positive, like, support them or someone?
Strongly positive, support them.
All right. What about Project Yaren?
I've never heard of them.
All right. What about Yara?
I haven't heard of them either.
All right. And what about Flint Hills Resources?
French toast?
Flint Hills Resources?
Oh, strongly agree.
All right. Now, would you favor or oppose the construction of an ammonia plant located on the southern edge of Ingleside?
Oh, heck yeah.
All right, so that'd be a strongly favor, maybe, or somewhat favor?
Yes, a strongly favor. Yes.
Okay. So now I'm going to read you kind of some short statements, and if by each of these items of information, if they make you strongly favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose the construction of an ammonia plant at the south part of Ingleside. The first one is, the proposed ammonia plant will be located within the existing Enbridge Ingleside Energy Center at the south tip of Ingleside.
Okay, strongly agree.
A partner in the proposed ammonia plant, Yara, is an industry leader with more than 100 years of experience in the production, storage, and transportation of ammonia worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
A partner in the proposed ammonia plant, Enbridge, has a large scale of infrastructure development expertise with world-class deepwater docks and export capabilities at the Enbridge Ingleside Energy Center. The blue ammonia production from the proposed facility will remove 95% of the carbon dioxide from the ammonia manufacturing process, thus creating a nearly carbon-free fuel source.
Okay, strongly agree.
Consumers frequently use ammonia-based products found in everyday household items such as glass cleaners, disinfectant aerosol sprays, surface and carpet cleaners, and pet stain removers.
Okay, I strongly agree.
The ammonia produced by the facility will be exported to Europe and other countries for their energy, since ammonia is a fuel source that reduces emissions that could otherwise come from coal plants.
Okay, strongly agree.
Enbridge conducts all monitoring required by its permits, which are written to ensure that all significant potential emissions are within acceptable range, tracked, and known to the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, and made available to the public.
Okay, I strongly agree.
Opponents say the proposed location of the ammonia facility will negatively impact community members' lives.
Okay, I strongly agree.
Enbridge and Yara will partner to invest in programs to support environmental stewardship and conservation and work closely with local communities to promote shared environmental values and priorities.
Okay, I strongly agree.
Approximately 95% of the carbon dioxide generated from the ammonia facility will be captured, sequestered, and then transported via pipeline to a permanent underground storage approximately 25 miles south of San Patricio County.
Okay, strongly agree.
All right. The proposed facility will generate millions of dollars each year in property tax revenues to help with road improvements, pay teacher salaries, maintain school buildings, and fund a host of other county services. All right. So if you kind of change like your opinion on this, would you say maybe you like somewhat favor it, you somewhat oppose, or you strongly oppose? I'm sorry, what was that?
Strongly oppose.
All right. Opponents say the proposed ammonia facility will increase shipping traffic in the bay, and this means more erosion as well as damage to the aquatic ecosystem.
I strongly agree.
All right. The proposed facility will generate roughly around 4,000 jobs at the peak of construction and at least 100 permanent jobs once the facility is in service.
Okay, strongly agree.
Plant personnel and first responders will be properly trained and equipped with the materials and resources necessary to respond in an unlikely event that there is an incident at the proposed facility.
Strongly agree.
The produced ammonia will be loaded directly onto ships docked right at the facility. Therefore, the produced ammonia will remain on commercial and industrial property away from residences, and then it is shipped.
Strongly agree.
Ammonia production is one of the safest and most efficient industries in the world. This plant will include the latest state-of-the-art safety and production technology.
All right.
So would you say you strongly oppose this?
Yes.
All right. In addition to paying property taxes on the proposed facility, both Yara and Enbridge will pay sales and use tax, corporate income tax, and other taxes that include payroll tax, fuel tax, and excise tax.
Strongly oppose.
Strongly oppose, all right. And opponents to the proposed ammonia facility will require too much water and jeopardize the amount of water available to Ingleside residents.
Strongly oppose.
All right, strongly opposed. So now having, like, known those statements that I kind of just read, would you be in favor or oppose the construction of an ammonia plant located on the southern edge of Ingleside?
What was the question again?
Yeah, now like, reading those statements, like, now that I just read them to you and you know that information, would you favor or oppose the construction of an ammonia plant located on the southern edge of Ingleside?
Hello?
Hello. Yeah, so now
okay,
reading.
Okay, sorry.
All right, I'll read it again if you don't, like, it's totally fine. So the question that, like, this question is now, having known the past statements that I just read to you, would you favor or oppose the construction of an ammonia plant located on the southern edge of Ingleside?
Oh, man, I don't know. I guess, I don't know. Isn't that, like, really bad, though, that stuff?
Well, really?
Yeah. Well, you know what? Yeah, my side. So, okay. I strongly agree.
All right. So, in your own words, could you please tell me why you favor the proposed ammonia plant?
Because... Damn, I think, well, I don't know. I just...
Well, we can go back. All right. Well, we can go back and, like, in the other question, and I can totally change it if you were to like that. So you like kind of better your opinion, or would you like it to still say strongly favor?
I just a strongly favor, sir.
Oh, still? All right. Well, would you mind me like specifying a little bit more than just because you think it's
good? Yeah. Yes.
Okay, so you think it's good. All right. So you would say you think it's good because.
Well, don't we need that? Like, I'm sure it's something we need it for the purpose of the cause, like, you know, depending what it is.
All right. And now just a few questions to make sure we have a representative sample. Do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino descent, such as Mexican, Puerto Rican, Cuban, or some other Central or Latin American background?
Cuban.
All right. So, do you own or rent your place of residence?
I am renting.
All right. Which of the following best describes your current type or most recent type of employment? Would you say, like, clerical, like, retail, professional, such as law or medicine, like, farming,
nursing.
Or fishing? I'm sorry, what was that?
Nursing.
Nursing? All right. Do you happen to have an Instagram account?
A what?
An Instagram account?
No, I don't have no social media.
All right, so that would be no Facebook, no Twitter, nothing like that?
No, I don't have none of that stuff.
All right. Do you read the Ingleside Index on a weekly basis, per se?
Yes.
Do you read the Corpus Christi Caller Times on a daily basis?
On my cell phone, yes.
Do you watch the nightly local news four or more days per week?
Probably, I watch it throughout the week.
All right. Do you have any children under the age of 19 that who reside with you full or part-time?
Yes, full-time.
All right. Well, this will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you so, so much for your time. I truly appreciate it.
You're welcome, sir. Thank you. You too, honey. Have a great weekend. A great spring break.
Oh, thank you so much. All right.
All right, honey. Bye.